Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Chapter 3, verse 9. We're talking about deriving our righteousness. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. It says, "And be found in Him." Oh boy, that's a good place to be found, isn't it? "And not having my own righteousness." Everybody wants to do it their way. This ain't Burger King, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. His righteousness. We don't want to be found in our own righteousness. We set up an Allen and say, "Hey, I'm right and nobody, everybody else is wrong." Isn't that the way it goes? There's no absolutes. Do it your way. It's my choice. I do what I want to do. Oh, I think not. You know, matter of fact, when I was naming this message tonight, I was going to name it "How to Make the Rest of Your Life the Best of Your Life." But the Lord spoke to me and said, "That is not a good title." He says, "Remove your out of the title." And you know why? I'll tell you. You'll tell me. Read this scripture here. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20. And I want you to get this. If you get this right here, it'll help you tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. And I thank the guys for this podium. I haven't moved yet, guys. This thing is still great. I'm just leaning. Thank you, Angie and Elwood. I told them don't do it again. This thing's heavy. All right, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20. Now get this. Boy, wow. I want you to get this. What? It starts with a question. Wake up. Don't you know this? It says, "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." You are no more your own. You have been bought with the price, and that price was the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So it's not your life, it's His life. Do you get it? So how to make the rest of life the best of life? We first talked about priorities, then we're talking about desiring it, and that it derives from His righteousness. And then the last one, we must depict it. That means we must show it. What are you showing the world? Are you showing them your righteousness, or are you showing them the righteousness of God? Here's what 1 Peter says. 1 Peter 1:15. 1 Peter 1:15. 1 Peter 1:15 reads this way. "But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." And that manner of conversation there is talking about the way you live. So in everything that you do, it should display holiness. Holiness. I was watching a TV show with my wife last night, and she told me she hates watching TV with me. I said, "Well, I hate watching TV."
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.